Good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM here with Eat My Brunch from 10 right the way through to 1. Now, joining me in the studio is Tennessee US R&B singer Rhea Barker, and she's here to talk about her debut EP, Alpha She, and her brand new track, which is called Monday. So it's lovely to have you in the studio.
Hello.
And sounding beautiful. Can't wait for you to sing live. You're going to do three live tracks.
Three songs, yeah.
With the wonderful Mike on guitar.
Yes, Mike on guitar. We've been playing together forever.
Yeah. So you have? Oh, wait. So you've known each other a long time?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He came with me from
Tennessee. Oh, right. Oh, okay. Yeah. Lovely. Yeah. And we've got Steve. Hello, Steve.
All right.
Who sorts everything out. Steve's in the corner. I just told him to get out of the way of the video camera. I'm kidding, Steve. So is this your first time over in the UK?
It is not. It's my second time here. I was actually in Mansfield, which surprises a lot of British people to be in Mansfield, but my producers are over there. So I came over here in 2020 before the pandemic. Like, I mean, it was a cutoff of when, like, I almost got stuck here. It was like March 4th. So they pretty much shut down everything right after that. And I came over here for a month, and we produced my entire EP. We produced over 20 songs in a month, and then seven of those are going to be on the EP that's coming out May 12th, this Friday. So
excellent.
Yeah.
So let's go back in time. Uh-huh. When did you discover music? And you come from a musical family, don't you?
Yes, I do. So my mom, she was an artist. She was signed when she was 17, and I grew up with a studio in our house. So, you know, it's kind of just like, I mean, my family members used to say that I would sit outside the door and listen to her give voice lessons when I was like 3 years old. So that's really all I know. I mean, I don't even remember when I started taking voice lessons. Like, she just, you know, I was just in it forever. I've been in it forever. So.
And do you have a similar voice to your mum's, or is it different?
It's different. So my mom is country rock. And even though I did make a rock song, it was an R&B song, and then I played it live, and the drums were just so heavy that I decided to make it a rock song as well, and so I released it as a rock song too.
Yeah.
And the guys from the UK actually pre-recorded everything, sent it to me. It's awesome. It's called Stopwatch, and it's out everywhere right now. But we have different voices. Mine's more soulful and deep, and hers is rock.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Oh, what a great way to grow up, though, with a recording studio at home.
Oh, yeah. It was nice.
So
yeah.
are you involved in kind of production? Do you get involved on that side, or do you rather, as an artist, because it's very difficult as an artist, if you're a producer and an engineer, to stay away from stuff when you've actually recorded it.
Right.
Because the temptation is to keep going back in and I'll add a little bit, I'll take a bit away.
Yeah.
So you keep away from that side of things.
I would say I'm a co-producer. I would not say that I'm a producer engineer, because no. You do not want me in there engineering myself. That is, I mean, I can record myself and that kind of stuff, but I'm not an engineer. And I'm definitely more of a co-producer on the side. I mean, I can produce some of my own stuff, but that's not really what I do. So.
So who were your, besides your mum, who were your earliest influences sort of vocally that you kind of went, wow?
I would say Whitney Houston, Christina Aguilera, Ella Fitzgerald, Aretha Franklin. Those probably the powerhouse, because I sang a lot of powerhouse songs when I was growing up. And then I kind of like found my groove, and that's more of like just a deep sultry type of sound. So yeah,
I think when I talk to singers, and some people say about all doing covers and stuff, but I think if you do covers as a singer, it opens your voice up to so much more than just doing originals. If you start off doing covers and then you write originals, you can pull in from all of those influences.
Absolutely I completely agree. I started singing covers for a long time, and I didn't start writing until later on. You know, I haven't been writing that long. Actually, I remember the first song I wrote, I was in middle school, and I showed it to my mom. I had my mom come in, and I was like, Mom, listen to this song. You know, you're in middle school, and you're just like, it was so dramatic, and you know. And I was like, listen to this amazing song that I wrote, and I started playing it on the keyboard, which I'm an awful keyboard player, by the way. And I started playing it, and she was there, and she looked at me. She goes, that's a bad song. She was like, that is not a good song. And I was like... Huh. Okay. So she taught me how to write, yeah. actually.
You were only five at the time.
Yeah,
a bit harsh.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She definitely is straightforward. She cuts it straight. I mean, yep. she's very dry, which I do love because, I mean, somebody needs to. Somebody's going to tell me, mm. you know? If I have kale in my teeth, you know, tell me, please. Yep. So I don't go walking around looking like I don't have a front tooth. You know what I mean? That's kind of how she is in general. So
songwriting process, and then we'll go to a song as yeah. well, because you're going to do three tunes. How do you start the songwriting process? Are you one of those vocalists that are always writing down stuff? Do you wake up in the middle of the night going, oh, got lyrics, speak it into my phone? Do you get a drum beat going, or is it yeah. different every
yeah,
time?
Yeah, it can be different, but I am constantly writing lyrics. I mean, just, yeah, I stay writing lyrics. When someone says something, I'm like, hey, I'm so sorry to interrupt, but can I please write that down? That's a great lyric, you know? And then sometimes I will wake up in the middle of the night and I'll have, you know, like melodies kind of come to me. And then sometimes I just do it to a track. You know, my producer's out here, Jared Harding from Electric Bear Studios in Mansfield. He will send me a track and then we'll just kind of work on it together. So, and I'll write it after that. So
now we're going to talk about the album, the EP, rather, yeah. your debut called Alpha She in a while. But before that, you and the wonderful Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hello there.
Hi. You're going to play a song. So tell us about this track.
So this is called Work For It. And it is about getting a guy to work for your attention. Yeah.
Take it away.
Hide and seek for a moment, but you're in sight when I call. You know I keep you watching your phone. Getting distracted when you are alone. Boy, you would be too dramatic, and I ain't got time for your past. I just keep you coming back cause I can, and giving it to me like you are my man. You, I love the way you work for it. I love the way you work it. Way you work for it. You keep saying you're leaving, but you pull up fast when I need attention. Baby, don't blame me. You just wish I wanted you the same way. Boy, you need to stop dreaming. Please don't take things so personal. I'm not devoted. Calling your bluff, you won't bounce, and I know it. You work for it. I love the way you work it. You, I love the way you work for it. I love the way you work it. You, I love the way you work. Chocolates bling, and the roses you already spent, and the rest of the stuff that you paid for, and all of the love I did not ignore you. You, I love the way you work for it. I love the way you work it. You, I love the way you work for it.
Had to add the applause there. Steve, you didn't clap. Steve, manage them. Come on. Where's the clapping? There, he was filming in the background. That was amazing. Your tone is gorgeous. And you can't really, with like a vocal tone, you've either got it or you haven't. And you have.
Well, thank you.
And pitch perfect. That. Wonderful, Mike, as well. Very, very good. Very good. I like that. It's maybe all tingly. You know when somebody... you ever get that? You know, when you listen to music, you must know when you listen, sometimes you go like, ooh, and you get that kind of tingly thing up your arms.
Yeah.
I've just got that.
Well, that is the best compliment ever. So.
I wanted to mention about America's Got Talent, because you were on there when you were 14. Uh-huh. What did you find that experience like? Because some singers will say great experience, other people, and especially being only 14, was that a difficult thing to do?
I think one of the main things is my mom came with me, so that made it a little bit easier, because I was like, no, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to vocalize right here, you know, in front of everybody in line, you know, because you had to get there super early. You didn't have time to prepare and then get there. You had to get there super early because lines were crazy. So it's like one of the things that it taught me was to sing on the spot. If someone asks me to sing on the spot, I can now sing on the spot. And I think that that was probably the biggest thing, because she was like, who cares? I mean, yeah, you got to practice. Do you want to mess up right now or in front of all these people, or do you want to mess up in there? You know? And so that kind of helped me get over that fear, I would say. And that's probably the biggest thing that I learned from America's Got Talent.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now you've also worked with jazz pianist. Is it Jeff Frenzel?
Frenzel. Uh-huh.
Frenzel. So yep. Tell us about how that came about.
Okay. So I was in college and I was doing this jazz song, and I was doing it on a friend's project for school, and one of the professors came in that was doing a PhD program at MTSU where I went to school, and he heard me singing it, and he heard me like scatting and stuff like that, and he came up to me and he was like, I have this trio coming in from New York City to work on my PhD program project that I'm gonna put out. And it's going to be a binaural recording, which means that it's going to emulate a, you know, 60s jazz club. So it's literally a dummy head with microphones in the ears. So you don't have like a monitor, or you don't have anything to really hear yourself. And I had like, you know, a bass behind me. I had piano right beside me, you know, a full trio. And it was a great experience because I was working with people, you know, much older than me that had been in the business already for 40 years. I mean, you know what I mean? So, and have worked with, you know, the Temptations and Frank Sinatra. And so, you know, it was a learning experience for sure. And definitely doing jazz since it's so much more loose. But it was so fun, and hearing like the finished product, I was like, wow, I can't believe I was a part of that, you know? And, Jeff Frenzel himself was like, you know, anytime you need me, just like, let me know, you know? So it was a great experience. It was amazing.
That's what you want. Anytime. Yeah. Just give me a call.
Just give me a ring. Yeah.
Lyric wise, I asked you this off air to give you a bit of a chance. Mm-hmm. Every musician, when they're writing, they go, wow, look at that. I wrote that. That's a brilliant line. Where did that come from? So tell me, what is the best lyric you think you've ever written?
So I was thinking about that because I've written, there's been a lot of lyrics even that I haven't put in songs that I'm like, oh my God, that is so good. Like, that's gold. But I would say the best lyric off of my EP that comes out May 12th, one of the lyrics I think would be tennis. We're going back and forth like tennis, swinging words that hurt, but I got a fetish to stay playing with you on this court. I think, you know, talking about how a toxic relationship, fighting back and forth and relating that to something that's a kid could listen to and not even know what's going on. I think that is probably one of my favorites off the EP, at least.
And I've asked quite a lot of singers this, and I'll be interested to get your answer. Mm-hmm. Do you feel sometimes when you're writing music that it comes through you from somewhere else, or do you always feel it comes through? So, you know, sometimes it feels like it comes from like spiritually, and the song just comes out. Do you ever get that with your songwriting?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a very spiritual person. There was a time where I was meditating, and I took a break off of a song. And right after that deep meditation, I came out and wrote the entire bridge to the song, and the bridge is the best part of the song. You know, so that kind of stuff, it can come to me like that, or I can channel it through a character that I'm trying to portray and write a song through someone else's lens. And then sometimes it just comes straight from me like, man, this is what happened, and let me just tell you about it, you know, so.
Excellent. Now, you're going to play another song, and then we're going to come back and talk about the debut EP,
yes.
Alpha She.
Yes.
So what are you going to play for us next?
I'm actually going to play tennis.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. So this is Mike accompanying on guitar, who's fantastic, and can't wait for you to hear it. So you've not heard, if you're just listening in, you've missed the first bit, but it will be up again on the website. So this is Rita Barker, and this is the track called Tennis.
Lovely.
Breathing heavy and feeling used, you keep me running forever on a loop. Why can't I just let you go, baby? Take control and move on. I can't stay in the past, cause always been a bad idea. Doesn't mean it's not a good time. Give me your best for a little while, but it never lasts, and I can't leave you yet. We're going back and forth like tennis, swinging words that hurt. But I got a fetish to stay playing with you on this court. Bring it back to me, baby. Fight too much on the daily. But you know a great climax comes with a little bit of crazy. Good crazy, yeah. I keep wishing you could set me free. But it's not just you, cause I'm still guilty. So I just shove the feels in my pocket. You tear them out and I let you. Still burn a hole in my wallet. Cause you've always been a bad idea. Doesn't mean it's not a good time. Give me your best for a little while, but it never lasts, and I can't leave you, yeah. We're going back and forth like tennis, swinging words that hurt. But I got a fetish to stay playing with you on this court. Bring it back to me, baby. Fight too much on the daily. But you know a great climax comes with a little bit of crazy. Good crazy, yeah. I get lost up in all I love. You are the one that I can't get rid of. Bring it back to me, baby. Fight too much on the daily. But you know a great climax comes with a little bit of crazy. Good crazy, yeah.
That was fantastic, absolutely fantastic. And note perfect.
Oh, thank you.
Well done, that's amazing. What a great voice, it's just a beautiful voice. And you can always tell if a singer's going to be good. They just come in and they don't go, where's the reverb, where's everything? And they just sing with the guitar. And the good thing about all these songs are that you can gig them just with the guitar, or you've got the full arrangements.
Yeah, and it's wild because I didn't realize that at first. I was like, you know, they have to be tracks, like, you know, because they're very, like, when you listen to the tracks, again, most of these are out right now. So Tennis is out, Work For It is out on Spotify, you know, Apple Music, anything, you know, anything, Tidal, anything you want to listen to, Amazon, and, you know, all of these songs, they're just... I don't know, man, this is my first EP. This is my debut, right? So it took a while to write this whole EP. It probably took like about 2 years. And the fact that it is coming out May 12th, it feels like a birth. Like it feels like a birth of something. And I'm so excited to have it out. Like I just can't wait for people to hear the rest of it. So.
And this is your first radio interview here in the UK,
is it? In the
UK,
yes,
it is. In
the
UK, so we've got an exclusive. I'm very pleased about that.
Yes, absolutely.
And you are going on some bigger stations, and you're going to be doing a few more stations over the time you're here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you gigging while you're here? Are you doing any gigs in London, or are you going to come back?
We might. I'm not really for sure yet. I think we're kind of just plugging stuff in as we go.
Yeah.
But I'll definitely be back for sure.
So the EP, Alpha She, what can people expect when they put on the EP, and what journey do you want them to go on?
So it starts with a song called Cake and Ice Cream, and it ends with a song, it ends with Monday, which is the debut, or the main single track. I would say female empowerment in general, you know, not, I feel like even sensually as well. female empowerment, because it's always like the man that's like not considered the, you know, hoe. I don't know if I can say that on air. I don't know if I can, but I just did. Okay. So, you know, I feel like female empowerment and not shaming people. And I think that that's really kind of what it comes through for me. And then also Monday being a track about, you know, working a job that you don't like and wanting to get out of that when you have a passion to pursue something else, you know, that part, that song is huge to me. That was because it's real. I didn't channel that through anybody else. That was exactly how I was feeling in that moment.
And just important to say, as I always say, if you love what you're hearing, like the pages. It means a lot to the artist. Most people out there will listen to it and they never contact the artist.
Yeah.
And yet artists absolutely love somebody going, heard you, fantastic track. And especially when it's from somebody you don't know.
Yeah.
Because it's okay for your mom or for a friend. But when it's somebody you don't know, you're like, yes.
It's
and
amazing.
Also buying merchandise, or whether you buy a CD. Most people don't have CD players, but if you can support an artist that way, streaming is really good, but you
buying
have to be have to be able to earn something to be
Absolutely.
Able to carry on doing what you're doing.
Absolutely, yeah. I'd say merch. If you follow me on, you know, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, I'm on every, you know, platform known to man, and it's just Ria, RIABARKR. I left out the E for pizzazz, so Ria Barker, and you can find me on all platforms. And
I'm going to find you on TikTok because I love it. I was saying to Mike off air when you were, I was like, I love TikTok. It's terrible. I'm there at night just watching things, and then they go, oh, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
I know. It'll get away from you watching TikTok. They're
just watching cats.
Yeah.
I don't even have cats.
And the algorithm picks up things very, very, very quickly. Yeah,
yes.
My mom actually... sorry, Mom, but she was actually scrolling through TikTok and she saw, you know, because she was new to TikTok, so it was kind of just showing her just everything, right? Like it does at first to see what you like. And she was very surprised at this male stripper that came on the screen, and she said she just stopped and she was like, couldn't stop looking because she was like, wait, what? This is out here? Like, this is out on just on social media in general? And so now all she gets is male strippers.
It is that thing when people say to you, all I keep getting is these women taking their clothes off. You're like, I know exactly what you've been looking at.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So now she's like, I told her, I was like, because she's really into spirituality. She's also a medium well. So she just started that type of business because she's been doing voice forever. So she's like, tapped out. I mean, she still gives voice lessons and that's still her main thing, but she's starting to be a medium as well. So I'm like, just follow spiritual podcasts and things on there, and that'll get you away from all the male strippers on there. So she started doing that, and I don't think she sees anymore. Well, at least that she tells me. So.
What's the best thing about gigging?
Okay, so this is interesting. So we're from Nashville, Tennessee, in the States, and Nashville is a hard industry to perform in. Mike, wouldn't you say that?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's done a lot of touring, but
there's a lot of, it's less competitive, more oversaturated.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a lot of musicians and not as many just fans and like industry professionals there, I'd say. So it's a hard city to perform in front of. You get super nervous and it's like very daunting, you know? And for a while I was like, I don't know if I like this, you know? And I talked to one of my friends, CJO, which she is one of the vocal producers on this record. And we also wrote one of the songs together. She's been touring forever. She had a family band back in the day, and she was like, you just got to get out of Nashville. Like, you just have to. So I did my first like tour in the States. And I went to all the major cities, California, Brooklyn, Manhattan. I mean, everywhere, Nashville, Memphis. And I loved it. I was just obsessed with it. I just wanted to keep doing it and keep doing it after that, you know. So I think one of my favorite things is banter with the crowd, because I'm singing all these sensual songs and then I get off and I start cracking jokes and start, like, you know, messing with people and stuff like that out in the crowd. So I think that that's probably one of my favorite parts of it. But when you get on stage and you know you feel good and you sound good and you feel confident in what you're doing, it kind of just takes you to another place. It's just kind of like a runner's high, or like, you know, anybody that's doing something that they just love to do, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, it'd be great to see you with Mike. Great to see you with a live band as well.
Yeah.
But you can always tell when somebody's got great songs and great vocal performance, because just if you can just do songs with the guitar and vocals, that's when you know it's classy, don't you, Steve?
Exactly.
There you go, Steve. It's in the corner. Steve is in management, aren't you, Steve?
Exactly.
Yeah. He didn't bring me in a Cornish pasty, but somebody else did. I was trying to say to you about it. You've had a Greggs. Well, there are other brands available, but you have had a Greggs already, have you? Do you had a Scotch egg?
I had a Scotch egg.
What did you think of the Scotch egg?
So this was when in 2020 my producer got all these snacks, all these UK snacks, and he made me try them. And I put it actually on YouTube and stuff too, so you can watch that. There was a Scotch egg, and I was like, it's pork around a egg with breadcrumbs. I was so confused. I was like, I don't know, man. Like, and he's like, no, it's like a traditional thing, like you grab and go type of breakfast.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, you know. So I tried it, and then I was like, oh my god, if I had just some mustard, like this would be top notch. And so now I really like
them. I like it mayonnaise. Yeah. If it's cold with a bit of mayonnaise, but you can have them warm if you go into a restaurant and they make them a bit more fancy.
Okay.
Yeah, just to let you know. But you must do a Greggs sausage roll, the vegan ones. Well, you can have vegan or meat, I don't mind. Yeah. I'll eat anything basically.
Yeah.
Although the wafting of the Cornish pasty in the studio probably puts you off with it. You want a bit of that?
Yeah.
Oh, Steve wants some. So the EP is coming out on May the 12th.
Yes.
It is Rhea Barker, and it's called Alpha She. The track we've been playing here is called Monday, which is amazing. So that's all coming up, and also all the details for all of the socials will be up on the website a little bit later when you can listen back to this interview from the start.
Yes.
So you're going to end on a song?
Yes, I am.
So what song are you ending on?
I'm going to end on Monday. This is a song about working a job that doesn't align with your purpose when you have a passion.
And is this out now?
And this is out now. This is out now. You can find me again on all streaming platforms, Rhea Barker, on everything social media. Please give me a follow. Please tag me in anything that you listen to, because it means the world to me. I mean, every time I get a DM or a new follow or anything, I am just like so blessed to have people that are listening. So give me a follow, Rhea Barker, RIABARKR. Again, the E's off. And yeah, hope you enjoyed this.
Lovely. You've both been amazing. And thanks to Mike for playing guitar. Awesome. And Rhea as well. What a great voice. So here we go. This is the latest release, and it is on the EP, which is called Alpha She by Rhea Barker. And this is called Monday.
A song from the past, it takes me back, and I can't remember the last time I felt like that. Singing Mariah Carey in my bedroom, making a microphone out of my shampoo, skipping all my homework, making up excuses. All my teachers knew I'd rather be doing music. When did I lose track of what I was reaching for? Knocking on every door, now I'm sweeping up a restroom floor. And then I turned 24. When did I put my dreams in my dresser drawer? If I got a deal, they'd give me a couple stacks. And I never, ever, ever be going back. But I still got rent to the first, got a check engine light. I pay the bills with a job I don't like. Got Monday on my mind, always watching the clock. Monday on my mind, wanna take the day off. And I could be a no call, no show. Stop answering my phone, say I'm not home. I know I'm always watching the clock. Monday on my mind, wanna take the day off. And working 9 to 5, Dolly said it right. A Diet Coke for an underage, and a round of shots for the girl engaged. Yeah, didn't make make a dime. I know I forgot your line, but this job takes all my mind and my time. I wanna be singing the songs I put on my new record. Sorry, a Jack and Coke doesn't taste better. Listening to demos while I'm stuck in traffic. I'm fed up with all of it. I know I sound dramatic. Yeah. Na, 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 na. If I got a deal, they'd give me a couple stacks. And I'd never, ever, ever be going back. Got rid to the first, got a check engine light. With a job I don't like, got Monday on my mind, always watching the clock. Monday on my mind, wanna take the day off, and I could be a no call, no show. Stop answering my phone, say I'm not home. I know I'm always watching the clock. Monday on my mind, wanna take the day off.
That was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
And yeah, I love all those little rundowns you do.
Oh, thank you.
They're really sweet. And it's just nice to hear. You know, just very, very quickly, the temptation is when you can sing like somebody like Rhea is to overuse your voice and put in so you don't actually hear a melody. All you've got is this very vocal gymnastics going all over. And I can hear you can do it, but you just put these little tasters in.
Yeah.
And it's really beautiful.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That's my mom for sure. She tried to do runs all over the place, belting, you know, all these notes, all this stuff. But sometimes it's nice to, you know, listen to just something that is just mellow, chill, warm, you know, with a few little sprinkles in there, like, ooh, okay, all right, that's cool.
I'll have to get your mum to do me a reading. I think I'll have to get her. Do you know what? I've never ever spoken to a medium on the program, so I'd like to, we could do a Zoom call.
She does Zoom calls, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Get her on air. That's what I like. That's it. Give myself a reading. You and Mike, you've been amazing. Fantastic guitar playing. And Rhea Barker, you are incredible. It's fantastic. And also, Steve, you're not bad. Let's give a round of applause to Steve in the corner, who's sorting out all of the radio shows and everything else for Rhea while she's over here. The EP is out on the 12th. It's called Alpha Male. Monday is out now. Go and like her pages. All the details will be up on the website. Thanks for coming in.
Yes, Rhea Barker on all platforms. Again, RIABARKR. Please, please follow me. Please stream. I love you guys so much.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. It's just come out to 12:35. Let's get some ads and I'll be back with some more music after this. Where's my faders? Oh, there they are.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.